There is a protest outside the BBC this morning against the Nolan Show and against our coverage. The allegation is that we have been biased. I would reject that. Absolutely, categorically reject that, and remind you that no matter what side of this debate you're on, please come onto this programme. Please articulate your views. Dervla McGill gave birth to a baby girl who lived for 33 days. She says she's tried to tell her story on the Nolan Show but has not been able to. This morning, she is standing outside the front door of the BBC about the hurt and the upset that she is saying she feels over the Nolan Show's coverage of abortion for special needs babies. We've made sure that her voice will be heard, so therefore our reporter Lisa McAllister has gone outside to hear her story.
We have a wee memory box of a wee teddy bear. I have a birth certificate, everything. When I have a bad day, I take out that wee box and I look at that wee pictures of that wee baby, that wee imperfect baby that was so perfect. And I have a little grave I can go to, a little grave where the children can go to. We can lay flowers, we can go on our birthday.
Dervla, my name's Lisa. I work for the Stephen Nolan Show. He can't be here. He's on air at the moment. Thank you for coming down and sharing what is obviously a very emotional time of your life.
I was sent off to the Royal Abnormality Clinic to find out what's wrong with your child. There's not much hope for. What do you want to do?
Were you offered an abortion at the time?
I wasn't actually asked outrightly would I like an abortion, but it was in a roundabout way. This could be really bad. Are you sure you want to know? Are you sure you want to find out?
And did it ever enter your mind that it would be a road you would go down?
No, it didn't. And the whole trauma and the whole stress and the whole thing that I went through, no matter what the baby was, no matter what she looked like, no matter what disability she had, it didn't matter to me. She was still a baby. She was still my baby.
Sarah, who featured on the programme, spoke strongly and emotionally about how it was her baby too, but she felt that she couldn't go through what you went through. But that, to her, doesn't mean that she loved her baby any less.
Oh, obviously she loved her baby. Obviously it was a wonder little baby that she wanted. But just because that little baby wasn't perfect and was going to die, why did she not just want to meet her little baby and have the opportunity to hold her little baby? You know, if I had had an abortion, I wouldn't have had that opportunity. I wouldn't have got to see my daughter. I wouldn't have got to hold her. I wouldn't have got to kiss her. I wouldn't have got to bring her home. No, and even if she had died inside the few hours which they predict that she would have died, at least I would have had them few hours with her.
Is that an individual choice in a way? Because Sarah obviously talked about it a lot with her mother, with her husband. As you said, you did the same thing, and different people reach different decisions.
Yes, but abortion... That's it. That's it. Them poor girls like me who went through this and they choose that route, they have nothing. That baby will never go away. That baby will always be in their hearts. It will always, she'll never forget that little baby. The way I'll never forget my Clodagh.
What would you say to Stephen today then?
I would say to Stephen, you have to give people, mothers like me, the opportunity to say that abortion, I would say, isn't the solution. Isn't. There's hope and there's healing.
Over the last week on the programme, on both the radio show and the television show, There have been doctors who have been on who have expressed an anti-abortion, a pro-life point of view. There were parents who find themselves in the same position as you, featured on the programme. So Stephen and the programme team would say that that view has been given a platform.
But it hasn't. I honestly, it hasn't. Stephen Nolan left me last Wednesday night when I watched that programme. I was totally and utterly devastated. Devastated that I felt that he was broadcasting that children like my children who are profoundly disabled aren't worth it. Why are they not entitled to a life just because they're going to die shortly after birth?
I think
it's their life. It's going to be their lifespan, my lifespan.
I think, as I say, Stephen's obviously not here. He would say he's not supporting either side of the argument. What he's doing is giving people a platform, and people who share your point of view have been given that platform.
Well, I don't. I wouldn't agree totally. I said the platform for shouting for the demand of the change in the law for the abortion to be brought in to abort these little disabled babies is getting more of a platform than the platform for the mothers like me.
Well, I thought it was very, very important that that lady had her voice today. Whether people are protesting against me, about me, against this programme, we will do everything we can to make sure that you hear their complaints about us as much as complaints about anybody else. So we hope that we've tried to do that, and we will try our very best to provide the airwaves to every voice around this debate.